Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better.
Okay, here we are in the upper room, and you're about to see something really, really important for us to understand. Let's get started. And supper being ended, the devil having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper, laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, "Lord, are you washing my feet?" Well, Jesus answered and said to him, "What I'm doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you." For he knew who would betray him. Therefore he said, "You are not all clean." So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, 'Well, for so I am.' If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I've given you an example that you should do as I have done to you." Now, all that's from John 13. I think some of us miss the point in this magnificent demonstration. Understand that this was a physical display of a most important lesson, a spiritual lesson. Now, you may have participated in a ceremony like this and thought it was all about humility, and you wouldn't be wrong, but the lesson goes much further. The disciples had only a short time earlier been disputing, yet again, who among them would be greatest in the kingdom. You can see Luke 22, verse 24. "And indeed, he said to them, 'The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those who exercise authority over them are called benefactors, but not so among you. On the contrary, he who is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he who governs as he who serves. For who is greater, he who sits at the table or he who serves? Is it not he who sits at the table? Yet I am among you as one who serves." But we all have to focus on what he was doing, how he was serving. He was washing them, washing their feet. Of course, you may be aware that this was not an uncommon practice at the time. Generally speaking, people's feet were filthy, having walked on dusty roads. So what exactly was this lesson? Listen to Jesus' words. He said, "You also ought to wash one another's feet." Of course, this takes humility, but the point is cleansing. Cleansing one another. And note that he did it with simply a towel around his waist. That points to humility and openness, right? You see, the main point of his earthly ministry was indeed cleansing. Cleansing from sin. It was and is a cleansing that only he could do in the aggregate on the cross. The once and for all, wiping away all sin, all debt, for all people, for all time. But isn't it awesome that he said that we should be cleansing each other? What's that all about? If all sin was dealt with by Jesus on Calvary, what are we cleansing? It's certainly not the sin that leads to death. That filth has to do with the lack of trust and faith in God and His gracious gift. I suggest that it's the dust and dirt of this world that has to do with the stinking flesh. This humble cleansing, a cleansing that is vulnerable and open, is synonymous with forgiveness and esteeming others better than ourselves. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself." That's Philippians 2:3. Now, of course, Peter objected to being washed by Christ. He didn't get it. But Jesus told him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." And Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." You have to love Peter. I'm not sure he really got it, but he enthusiastically wanted to. Jesus clarified the cleansing process by telling him that it's just those parts that get dusty, that contact with the earth. It needs to be washed. Jesus said to him, "He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean." Where have you gotten dirty? Oh, not your feet or your hands physically, but your heart. Where have the earthly thoughts you entertained defiled? Jesus said in Matthew 15, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man." Now, modern Christianity is very concerned, like Peter, about cleaning the outside entirely. But this misses the point. In fact, Jesus told his religious hosts something related to this. As he spoke, a certain Pharisee asked him to dine with him, so he went in and sat down to eat. When the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not washed first before dinner. Then the Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisees make the outside of the cup and dish clean, but your inward part is full of greed and wickedness." And as many, if not most of you, can attest, this condition is not isolated to the Pharisees. Each of us needs the interpersonal ministry of cleansing forgiveness from one another. It's not necessarily a salvation issue, but a freedom from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9 again says, "And if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and, get this, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." There's no lasting shame in needing to be cleaned from the dust of this life. The shame is in staying dirty. If you need a heart/foot washing from a brother, sister, or the Lord, get it. We all need it from time to time.
Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust Him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of His grace today.